Let's take derivatives. The concept is all over the news these days, but do lawmakers even know what they are?
It's a bad loan. It's a really bad loan. It's someone and it goes in with the bundling of other particular loans that are being made and should have never been a part of the portfolio of any bank.
Democratic Congressman Lincoln Davis is on the right track, but not quite there. Republican Marsha Blackburn offered this explanation.
A derivative is a byproduct that is going to come from these transactions as you break apart the different components and put them back into the marketplace.
That didn't exactly hit the mark either. Congressman John Duncan says he's read all about derivatives, but not enough to come up with a good on-the-spot definition.
Not to my satisfaction or yours.
But Senator Lamar Alexander, who sits on the Appropriations and Budget Committees, seemed to know all about derivatives.
What kind of derivative are you talking about? Maybe you could define that. We have stock derivatives, we have energy derivatives, we have a whole variety of derivatives.
In very basic terms, a derivative is a financial contract. Its value is derived from something else, like interest rates, oil, home mortgages, or a bushel of corn. Derivatives can be troublesome because investors only put down a small amount of money at the front end, but are exposing themselves to big financial risk. When the contract expires, if the price has moved in the wrong direction, the investors have to make up the difference. What made things worse, experts say financial institutions were not transparent about their use of derivatives.
There are a lot of financial innovations, for example, financial derivatives that are very, very complicated. You almost have to be a rocket scientist to understand those, so I don't claim to be an expert in that area.
And that's coming from Congressman Jim Cooper, who has extensive financial experience.
I've been a lawyer, a banker, an investment banker, a board member of large corporations. I've taught at a graduate level at Vanderbilt Business School for 12 years.
So how much do members of Congress need to know? Congressman Duncan says sometimes people expect too much from them.
That is the toughest part of the job in that we're sort of expected to be experts on everything. Common sense would tell you that you cannot be experts on everything.
Plus, Cooper says Congress is far from being a repository of the nation's brightest minds.
I usually tell people I'm really not very smart. I'm just pretty smart for a congressman, which isn't very smart at all.
University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi takes a more optimistic view.
I think we're well served by members of Congress in terms of the detailed expertise.
That's because he says the system accounts for the knowledge gap between different members.
Members of Congress have always specialized and trusted their colleagues' judgment on legislation.
In other words, we would expect someone in the Financial Services Committee to know more about the markets than other lawmakers. Not only do lawmakers hire staff to study the issues, but they hold hearings to hear from experts with different points of view. Davis says being in Congress is not about knowing everything, but having the intellectual curiosity to find out.
We should be very studious and do everything we can to find out not only about markets and financial situations, but anything that may come before Congress.
Senator Alexander says he didn't excel at economics while in college at Vanderbilt, but picked up valuable lessons as governor, entrepreneur, and university president. And even with all these years of experience, he admits having much to learn about finance.
I spend a good deal of my time talking with people who I judge know a lot more than I do about specific issues, including the financial markets.
Nobody can deny that the more knowledge elected officials have, the better decisions they will make. And it's a fact that investors worldwide are suffering from losses they didn't even know were possible. Still, Morisi says congressional ignorance was not the problem.
Experts everywhere didn't know what was going on.
But if members of Congress agree the markets are so hard to understand, how can they even attempt to regulate them? Morisi says that question misses the mark.
My feeling is the bigger problem in Congress is not the daunting task of understanding, but all the moneyed influence.
Morisi argues corporate lobbyists have a strong impact on lawmakers.
It was the money that corrupted the system, not the brains.
But it's the brains in Congress and the White House who are trying to figure out how to prevent another financial meltdown. And they can't agree on how to do it.
Yes, we should regulate some more. That's obvious.
Senator Alexander uses derivatives to prove his point.
On the derivatives that were sold overseas, the only regulator was the New York State Insurance Commissioner, and that wasn't adequate.
Even now, the riskiest derivatives, which are traded on the over-the-counter market, are not regulated by any state or federal officials. That's something some members of Congress want to change. But Tennessee's delegation is split on the idea. Republican Marsha Blackburn says the government should better enforce existing rules.
What we need to do is be more direct in what we are looking for from those regulators.
Now that President Obama has introduced a plan to watch over Wall Street and these risky financial contracts, members of Congress will have to educate themselves before casting their votes. From Capital News Connection in Washington, I'm Manuel Quiñones for Nashville Public Radio.